Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna do another intro. Apparently, see all that, how delayed that was?
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, glad to have you with us. Glad
what up,
that,
dogs?
Yeah, glad that we can hear you.
All right, Blog Talkers probably wondering, WTF? Well, here's the deal, Blog Talkers, and I'll get back to, I'm in the middle of my spiel.
Yeah.
When our show, when I connected and our show was supposed to go live, it just kept holding. It kept playing the hold music. It was going past our start time, past our start time. So I went, and I was listening the whole time, and I'm hearing hold music. So, and I know you couldn't hear us. So I turned myself, unmuted myself, and that shut down the hold music, and it seemed like that fixed everything. And all of a sudden, then they decided to start the show right just now. So, but anyway.
Unbelievable.
Well, it does say they're working on the problem. At least they got it going good enough where we can do this. So I guess we should count their blessings. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, right now, I don't know what the hell you're going to hear. You should hear the show. I think you'll hear the show if you call in. Now, people that were bend holding heard music and then dent music and then heard show start. They heard weird stuff, but everything should be normal. They should be good to go. They're in the queue. I see you in the queue. All right, Facebookers, we'll turn to you folks. You guys have had our love for the last two nights because there was no blog talk action. But we'll turn our love to you. I will tell you, folks, do not cry. But it is not alternate Wednesday since it was all Facebook Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
All Facebook.
So. Unless we run dry.
Well, yeah. If the calls taper off, any show we do, if the calls taper off and there's openings and gaps, we'll turn to you Facebook folks and we'll let you know how to do that and take care of that if that time arises. All right. When you hear this sound, folks that are getting a free reading, that means your getting of the free reading has been concluded. The getting of the free reading has been gotten. It's over. So let it end. But before you depart, I'm going to give you a single card tonight. And this we rotating the decks. Tonight is the Mind Info Oracle cards. These are pretty decent cards. And what I like about these cards, we're just going to give you a single card. But if you ever buy this deck, they have little instructions on how to do different layouts. There's headspace, heart space, push and pull love, future love. There's different layouts you can do. And they give you instructions. It's pretty cool. None of the other ones we have do that.
Right. You can actually.
I respect that. I respect it. But we're not promoting them. We don't get a commission. So, otherwise, I'd be promoting the shit out of this.
No,
every
we are not affiliates of.
If we were, you'd be hearing about this so much, you'd be sick of these cards if there was commission involved.
So is that your?
I think my spiel has concluded. Do you have anything you want to add?
Yes, I do. This afternoon, two amazing things. One thing is, every afternoon I find some quiet time and I like to prepare, you know, for the show and that kind of thing. And I happened to catch on HBO, I've never seen this before, it was the modern adaptation of Charles Dickens' Great Expectations that was done with Ethan Hawke, what's her name, Paltrow. And it's a few other prominent people were in this. Oh, my goodness, what a story. Now, I'd never read the book, and I'd never seen the earlier Gwyneth.
Call them Gwyneth. Adaptations, right?
Yeah.
Adapted for motion picture, yes.
There were earlier versions.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what
one,
a story. I'm serious. And she never looked more beautiful.
It is a classic.
And I never saw Ethan Hawke look so young and tasty. The other thing is I received a link to, and many of you are going to be familiar, Joan Baez, her song from 1975, Diamonds and Rust. And I actually got it from Virgil, and if any of you would like it, I will be happy to send it on. It becomes...
Doesn't ring a bell.
Very meditation, like, well, I'd sing it, but I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
It just doesn't ring a bell. I know she did a lot of stuff. In this
yeah,
show.
I mean...
A lot of stuff.
But the way that they mastered this, and the song is absolutely amazing. So you can lay down and you can meditate with this. I loved it. So if anybody would like it, please, please do let me know. And thank you again, Virgil. Very nice of you to send that to me.
Okay.
I think that's it for me.
All righty. We're going to give it. This is still a work in progress.
Uh-oh. What'd that say? Say ignore something?
It thinks we have a show scheduled in 15 minutes, but I'm not buying that with anybody's dollar. We're just going to ignore stupid little pop-up messages, and we're going to go right in and see what happens. 703, are you with us? 703, are you here?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
We are working.
Yes.
Thank God. Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, folks. Right.
Yes, glad
yes, to hear I have so much to tell you. Remember the last time you told me that someone was going to try and then like hit my cat or something. It happened like 4 or 5 times. So then a deer almost flew out and literally
oh
was supposed
God.
To hit my cat today. So it's happened a lot since you said that. I was like, what the
what
hell?
Well, at least.
But they've all been misses,
yeah.
right?
Yes. Thank God.
That will give you some heart failure, though, especially if it multiple times.
Yes.
Those deer, man, holy crap. They just come out of nowhere,
I
man.
Finally,
that's a test of your heart.
They drive right through them.
There's nothing you can
yeah.
do about that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I finally got my offer letter after 3 weeks. I'm begging for the offer letter, and in the meantime, I already gave my notice. Well, this company, their benefits suck. They're like beyond worse than what I'm already getting. And if I had known that, I never would have taken the job.
That sucks. That's
yeah.
too bad that wasn't made clear at the time.
No, I kept asking for it. We can't get benefits until we get the offer letter. Well, where the hell is the offer letter? So the vacation, I only get 1 week vacation after being there for 6 months and only 3 days of sick pay.
Sounds like it's time to start looking for a new job right away.
Can you renege
I'm already looking.
Yep. Yeah, and then you know what? And then if I get a new job, I wouldn't feel bad about not giving them a notice.
Yeah.
I'd say,
no,
you know what?
No.
You guys pulled a fast one on me, so you're getting a 24-hour notice. If you don't like it, go to church
Pound
and pray.
Sand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So my boss asked me again to stay, and you know I was, and because of the benefits and the pay, I was this close. I was actually going to stay and just tell this company to like no, thank you until today. Because yesterday I left early after 5 o'clock, supposed to leave at 5:30, because I don't like driving the dock. I just don't see well in the dock. And she came over to me and she said, "Did you leave early?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, you didn't have permission." I said, "Okay." And what? And like, what's your point? Well, there was still stuff that needed to be done. I said, well, there was no patients left, so what's your point? And she said, I said, I don't like driving in the dock. Is this going to happen every night? I said, it may. She was, you going to tell me if patients are coming up, you're going to leave them? I said, I didn't say that. I said, I might just leave at 5 o'clock because, you know, I just might. I just don't like driving the dock. It's just not good for me. And so because of my eye condition, I just don't drive well at night. Then she said, you know, I could write you up. I said, go ahead.
This is the original. Is this the original job, right? Not the new one.
This is the
job I have now.
Yeah.
She's like, I could just write you up. I said, go ahead. And she said, you're losing half an hour of pay. I said, you think I really care about, you know, a 30 minutes of pay for like what $11 or something? You think I really care?
It'd be like, well, of course I'm losing 3 minutes. I left early, you dumb bitch. That's what I would say, you know?
It would not.
You know, if I didn't care about $11, I wouldn't have left.
If I was on my way out the door of a job and that person was somebody I didn't like, I would definitely have said those exact words. I said, write me up, bitch.
Yeah,
you know what?
That's exactly what I said. Go ahead. Well, there was another girl who's a tech, and she asked for a Jeff body. And she told her no because we were short-staffed. And she said, if you leave early, if you call out sick on Friday, I'm going to write you up.
This is nice.
The kind of person that, so do you understand why now, with
I don't care
how messed up these benefits are with this new job, I'm taking it no matter what, because
sure,
I can still keep on looking. And this is ridiculous. Who does that?
Now,
at least it's a step in the right direction. You're freeing yourself from that bullcrap.
Yeah, and the thing is,
and you don't have to hold that job long.
The medical profession still has some ugliness to a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. And, you know,
it's like a military organization. You're not going to walk, off the base either without permission.
You say, I can get another job. I was looking for a job and I got this one. I can go get another one.
After I told her, she when I told her, I said, I might just leave again early. She goes, okay, and walked away. And then she comes back a couple hours later. How's your day going? Is it going well over there? You know, and I'm like, what?
Must be a little Sybil there. It's multiple personalities.
Well,
she must be bipolar because crazy.
She's on a power trip.
I want to ask her, are you bipolar?
You know,
Are you just a natural born bitch? Which one is it? Which one are you?
Yeah, the coworker in Leesburg, the office that I originally was at, she quit too. She gave her 2 weeks notice on Monday too.
That's the only time you get like those work environment changes, when people start dropping like flies.
I am the 7th person to have this job in 6 months. So I actually wrote a really nasty email to the HR people, to the corporate HR, and to the people who own the company. And it's like 17 different people I put in a letter. And all I have to do is hit the send button on Friday. I wasn't going to do it, but you know what? The way you treat me, I'm doing it.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
I'm never going to work there again. What do I care?
Well, exactly. My place of employment will actually do an exit interview, and they'll ask people, why are you leaving? Yes, they will. I mean, I haven't quit, so I haven't had an exit interview, but I've heard, I know people that have, and said, oh, yeah, they ask, and, you know, they want honest answers. So. But this your place probably won't want an honest answer. They won't ask probably why you're leaving.
No, I mean, I asked one mate, I had a phone call interview today. She said, well, you know, why you're leaving? I said, the job is too far away. It's in Manassas, and it wasn't supposed to be a permanent one. It was just supposed to be temporary until I found another position when I got laid off. She goes, oh, okay.
There you go. All right, so your question would be the job.
Oh, so my question is, do you think this is going to work out, or is there something better? I mean, will I get something else? I mean, just basically.
Well, it sounds like this really can't work out because the benefits just aren't there.
Yeah, they suck.
I mean, the week vacation, they got the subscription, that sucks, but you can live with it. The benefits made it worthwhile, but they're not there. So that doesn't sound like this is...
It sounds like this
would be very temporary, right?
Sounds like this Biatchi lady is going to end up running a department by herself.
Well, she's on her way out the door of that job anyway.
What did you say?
That I forgot what I just said.
She was saying basically that the place you're leaving, it sounds like they're going to end up really, obviously, nobody but that horrible person is going to end up.
Yeah, she's
going to
run the whole department herself.
She's basically going to have nobody work for her because nobody will be able to stand with
her. The doctor that works there, and I told him why I was leaving. I told two doctors why I was leaving, and he said to me, well, we need to fix it. I said, the only way to fix it is to get rid of Sherry and Donna. That's the only way you're going to fix the situation. Otherwise, you're going to have the same problem over and over and over and over again. And the other doctor said, he said, well, you know, maybe while you're leaving, maybe you should tell somebody. I said, don't worry. I said, I have all the corporate people already. I've got 17 people on this corporate list. It's all going to get that email. And I hope they read it because it's pretty lengthy. So I put it in the Word document. I mean, it's all black and white.
Okay.
Go ahead. Focus
we'll see.
Right.
Okay. You know, they need to pay more money. They'll probably get people to and get rid of her. That woman... Does she have a man in her life just out of curiosity?
Yeah, she's married. Yeah, yeah.
Well, obviously, he's not
doing something right.
Yeah. It sounds like, I could think of things. Maybe she doesn't hit her head against that headboard enough.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking. I'm trying to do a couple things at the same time. I'll focus just on you.
That would be great.
No, that job is going to be very short term for you. Very short term. Okay.
Okay.
You will have something else coming along for you real soon. So I don't think you'll be there very long at all. I would say, when do you start?
Monday.
Okay. I am thinking by the 1st of January, you're going to be somewhere else. Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be a very short-term job. There's not much here because it looks like once your job situation gets cleared up, things are going to be more on a nice even keel for you. So because that's been a big issue for a long time for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the job is just toxic.
Yeah, well, probably everybody's unhappy there, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had a new girl, and she was there not even the first day. They had her doing authorizations, chart prep. I mean, are you kidding me? She had to do all Donna's shit work that Donna can't get done because Donna's doing something else. And every day she says she's got a headache. I said, are you stressed out? She goes, yeah. I said, did the headache start when you started here? She goes, yeah. I said, what does that tell you?
Yeah, see. Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad. Oh, hard. Oh, my God.
They're a little longer than
normal. I want to also tell you, I still see a man coming for you. I do.
Well, I'm still taking my trip in January.
That's right. And where are you going again?
On a cruise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But are you going to, the Bahamas?
Oh, Jamaica, Cozumel, and Cayman Islands.
Sounds very nice.
Jamaica, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So watch out for some of that Jamaican COVID.
Right. Yes.
What about her job situation in the cards? Did I miss it?
I missed it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I think by the first of the year, she'll be on her way to a different, better job.
That is not very far away.
No, it isn't.
Stop skipping a jump. What in the morning hell happened here?
That's a good thing. So, Andrea, good luck to you.
Thank you.
But I have a feeling that, if she asks you again to stay, you should ask for a few bucks of money.
She kept asking me to stay. Are you sure you don't want to go? No, and she said to me, it's not because we're going to be shorthanded, but we really want you to stay. No, stupid, because you're going to be shorthanded and stuck.
Yeah.
Oh, this is all fucked up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, take care, hon. Did you give her a card?
Well, I haven't yet. Look what I'm dealing with.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank God.
What happened?
My Facebook screen started doing really bizarre stuff.
Oh, no.
But anyway, here we go. Here's your single card. It is the Mind Info Oracle card. Subject is comfort. You can bring more comfort into... How can you bring more comfort into your life? You can increase your comfort through tangible things, such as soft clothes and food.
Oh.
And intangible things, such as thinking loving thoughts about yourself and inviting peace into your heart.
Well, that never hurts.
Okay.
So there's basically, you can bring comfort physically and then, of course, spiritually or mentally, which makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I guess, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank
you. You're welcome.
Good night.
All right, darling.
You're welcome.
Always good to hear from her. Always
it
good.
It is. It is indeed.
And
it is.
Captain Merrill Steubing, he died, I think.
Yeah,
I forget the real actor's name. But,
yeah, I used to know it.
The Love Boat. That was quite a show.
It was entertaining, and that was some 80s stuff, right? Early 80s? Early 80s.
Maybe 70s.
Well, it might have started in the 70s, but I remember watching
it
in
the
80s.
Before The Plane.
I never watched it, prime time. I only watched it, during the day.
I believe it was on Thursday evenings. And Fantasy Island.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
that came on at 9 p.m.
Tattoo. Yep.
The main boss. Wonder what kind of relationship they had going.
I don't know. I think Ricardo Montalban, I think, was a pretty nice guy. I thought they said.
I think so. Yeah, but that little, what was his name? Hervé.
I can't remember his real name.
He'd have made a good spinner, because being so little and all.
Never really, he tried a couple gigs beyond, I think he got into booze and stuff.
He got died too.
Was he a suicide guy?
I don't know. Not up on my...
It happened like 10 years ago-ish, maybe longer.
That
I don't
chick
know.
That played the cruise director, you're right, Julie. Her name was Julie on there.
What about her?
There was a big story. Oh, my God, are we going back in time? Early 80s.
Yeah.
I was living in Wisconsin, and we were getting the TV guides in the mail.
Yeah.
And there was a big story in there about her, that she was really a cokehead, big time. And I wrote her a letter. And you can always write to whoever's in a magazine or writes a book or whatever. Just send it to the publisher, and they will forward it on. And I heard back from her. Yeah, I did.
Did you now?
Oh, you know what, though? My memory sucks with more current, you know, like, what did I eat last night? I can't remember. Oh.
All right, let's do this.
I think it was, what is that stuff you buy? Nuts and honey or honey nut? What is that?
That was frickin' Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran Crunchy.
Extra crunchy, but it was just Raisin Bran, yeah. Well, it was the name brand. It was Kellogg's. It wasn't like off-brand bullshit. It was the name brand.
Lauren Tweed, yes.
Okay.
Well, she really went downhill. And look at what happened to the chick on the Brady Bunch.
Which chick? There's lots of chicks
on
the Brady Bunch.
The pretty one.
There's like five if you count them eight.
The real pretty one. She ended up being like a hooker for drugs.
Oh,
Maureen McCormick.
Which real pretty one? They're all
the oldest
different
daughter.
Ages.
With
if
the
if
long
you're a kid,
hit.
If you're a young
who
child.
Who got her nose hit with a ball?
Marsha. All right, let's do this, Deb.
All right.
We're going to, we never know where we're going to because it's a, all ones. It's a Skype call. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa. It's been maybe 3-4 months now. Hi.
It has been about that.
Hi, Melissa.
Yep.
Good to hear from you.
Really? Yeah. So, thank you. Thank you, Jimbo and Ms. Dr. Lund, thank you so much. Both of y'all, Dr. Love, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, well, always a pleasure for you, hon.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I'm doing good. Steady.
Yeah, you go ahead.
No, it's your reading.
Yep, you're on deck.
Well, thank you. Oh, thank you, y'all. People love y'all. I know y'all so amazing. Y'all look like, y'all sound like golden girl. Sorry, Jimbo. Dr. Jimbo, I'm sorry.
It's not my show. I'm just here. I'm just riding shotgun. I'm co-pilot. It's her show.
Well, my question is, the lady that's next door, right? I've been wanting to talk to you about my work schedule and all that, but I just could hear y'all, like, on the pre-recording.
Melissa, just slow down a little bit, okay? I'm having trouble following you. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Go
ahead.
The next door, there was this person who was, it's like I have like a suite. She was renting here for 6 years, and she started to have problems with 9 businesses around, like, and then one with the big restaurant. I find that to be okay. She may be losing her mind. So I don't know what happened, but there were some like people with suits that came. I was leaving. The owner never bothers me. He was just asking me. He texted me to say, "Is everything okay? Please let me know, because I'm very reasonable and I like everybody to be ethical and respectful." And I said, "Sir, I haven't had no problems." But anyway, I said, "What happened to her? Are you able to tell me that?" It's pretty interesting because everybody here, they don't tell me anything. There's very, very nice people here. But she was the only one that gave 9 people problems. She went and unhooked an air conditioner. She took a cord from somebody's window of a vehicle. She said that a business hired rats. Oh, my God.
And she's gone now?
And she disappeared? She's gone?
Yeah, she's gone. Like the owner, he never does that. Because I heard the restaurant owner said, that the owner never does that. That's the first one. The owner has owned this. He has like, this is a lot of property. He owns this for 24 years. That's the first time he's ever gotten law enforcement in very deep. And all her things, it's two offices. They're all there. I don't know what he's doing.
Was she running a retail operation, or what was she doing?
She sold clothing, but she's not there no more. I mean, I'm sure she got kicked out, but do you know anything about what happened? Like, because I did see some people in suits. It was pretty
people
interesting.
In suits there.
Coming to her office.
Like
demons.
So they were in suits, huh? That's pretty hardcore.
But you didn't see her leaving in handcuffs or anything. You didn't see her leaving.
That's really hardcore.
Yeah, I don't know. I was working. I've been working so many different hours, and I do listen to y'all because I love your show. I feel like home when I hear y'all show. But it was, I heard the business say that the owner got very hardcore, and he's pressing so many charges to her.
Okay, here's
that's all that I know.
Situation.
That is
what
crazy.
I'm picking up on is, the woman was doing some underhanded things over there. And I would narrow it down to one of two things. It was tax evasion or it's money laundering.
Well, money laundering's worse.
Yeah.
I mean, she was money laundering for somebody. That would bring suits in, because that's a big deal, especially if there was drugs or organized crime.
If it was drugs, she could put it in retail boxes and send it.
If she was just
or get it delivered.
Skipping on her taxes, I don't know that you thought a bunch of suits. There would have been people in the IRS agency.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd have come in. But now if it was money laundering and it was some kind of organized crime connection, that would bring people in suits probably. But interesting, though.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be seeing her for quite some time.
You may never get the real scoop from anybody. It may be all hush-hush.
Funny it didn't make the news.
Well, sometimes it doesn't make the news, especially if they're trying to go after the big fish.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be, if you're a money laundering type person, you're not the big fish.
No, and they want
the big
fish.
They
want
you to start
fish.
Singing like a bird who you're laundering for.
Yeah.
Because they're the organized crime people. Yes, that's what they want. So that's that is very interesting.
Ooh,
how exciting.
Melissa.
But she did say the chick was a cuckoo, too. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Go ahead.
Well, you never know. I mean, because the card I see here is the Four of Diamonds, which is a card of betrayal and not breaking the law. She could have been turning tricks in there.
Breaking the law.
I worked in my last office.
I don't know if that would bring.
We had an older lady that was a masseuse in there, and she had to be let go in a hurry. She was doing happy endings in a very nice therapeutic business.
Oh my God!
Well,
that's
maybe right. she was getting some extra tips. I guess what you said there, you know.
Well, she'd do the massage, and you know, you're kind of naked on the table and all of that. And
next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire.
The one masseuse that I always went to, she said, men 9 times out of 10 will ask you, or they'll want you to see their totem because they're so proud of what they have. So
you know what? I did hear the business owner with the restaurant that she did came on to the owner, but he got close to her and like she took her clothes off and he slapped her. He slapped her and gave her another chance, and that's why all that started as well. I did hear that part. You should remember that.
So look at that. She wanted a tip, but it was a different kind.
Exactly. He's left her.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe he was a man of God. You know, maybe he was a church-going fella.
He is.
Yeah, we'll see. He didn't have time for that. But it's amazing that he slapped her. Oh, Cho, you're going to leave us now. He said he's too tired and can't stay with us.
He gets up early.
Cho, glad you came. All right, and we'll see you soon, my sweetheart.
We shall do some international shout-out to Jen, who's in Dubai, and also, it's time to move on, but sweet Melissa, we have a Oracle card for you, and the subject is expand. You're being asked to expand. You live in a huge world with endless possibilities, and staying safe in the known is no longer working for you. It is time to make your world just a little bit bigger. It's time to imagine the possibilities and go for them.
Oh, well, you were looking into...
Break out of your shell if you're in one.
Weren't you going to do some kind of expansion? I thought that man, your friend, was going to help you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about my friend. I'm pretty, Dr. Doctors, thank you so much for caring with your big heart, Love Doctors. Thank you for asking. I'm a little bit upset at him right now, so I don't know right now. I'm waiting. I don't know right now.
Okay.
I don't know right now. But I'll let you know because
okay.
I wanted to, but he pissed me off. And this one, I don't know if I'll forgive.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
You
got to
draw a line.
And
if they step over it, no.
Especially if it's more than once. Especially if it's more than once.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, sweet Melissa. We got to move
on. Thank you. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Melissa, can I ask you a question?
Mm.
Our watchers on Facebook wanted to know, what is your, nationality?
Tell us again, because you answered this 3 months ago.
Yeah, what are you, Ken, as far as your origin?
I have Italian blood. And
I remember this.
Yeah, Italian blood.
So basically, we're going to ask you the same question every 3 months. Every 3 months, we're going to ask. But hey, that you know what? It's an easy answer, at least, you know.
Yeah, and a lady in our in our Facebook group here, she is highly psychic and intuitive, and she is saying, "Stay away from what's going on over there."
The chick's gone.
Yeah, but
she's gone.
Yeah, and don't let anybody talk you into accepting any packages or, you know, they come in nice and say, you know, could I pay you to collect some packages for me? Don't get involved.
Wow.
Rachel is saying no drugs, hon, no drugs. So they're doing a crime. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, ma'am, and I did see them in suit. It could have been, you know, the detectives or... Well, who knows? But it wasn't it wasn't a police officer. It could have been the IRS. I don't know. I don't mess with that. I've been checked. I'm clear. I don't mess with that. But thank you with all my heart for her saying that, because I did see packages, and I know the people were saying, why are we getting package over here?
Don't get involved. Yeah, don't get involved.
No, I will not. Thank you for reminding me. That means a lot to me. Yeah, I'm very cautious. I respect. Thank you. I want to cry.
Okay.
It was beautiful. Beautiful message. Thank you.
Oh, honey. Yes, we love you too.
Rock on.
Yes. Happy tears only. Only Melissa.
Yeah.
Only. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Don't be a stranger. Call back again.
All right.
When you hear this, people, I don't know how to hang up on them. I need them.
Yeah.
So they're still listening to us.
We've known Melissa. Oh, my gosh.
For 1,000 million, billion, trillion years. Millions and millions. Speaking of people we know a long time, 520, Olisa.
Hello.
Lisa, you must be with us. The force be with you, Lisa. Or maybe the force is not with her.
Yeah, Virgil, to you. My Navy friends who have visited Italy and such, Italy and Greece, they said women need to learn how to shave. And I think he's referring to their legs and armpits.
I don't know. Hey, Lisa, we don't hear you.
Yeah.
If there's an issue, just hang up and call back. That's all I can recommend. Hang up and call back. And then that shall always usually. Whoa.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello?
We were wondering where you were.
Oh, I was talking to the man in question.
Isn't that nice? The man in question. Isn't that special?
That's all right. We don't mind getting kicked to the curb for love.
Looking for love and all the wrong bases.
Oh, God. You think I don't sing that song? being extra charming tonight. Very charming. Charming.
What's happening? I feel like that guy on Office Space. What's happening?
I don't remember him saying that. I don't remember him saying what's happening.
It will never please you two because, and the rest of whomever, because it's slow like molasses, but it makes me so happy. And when it.
What are you talking about?
I mean, we did not unzip our pants and put the weenie in the canola. We didn't do that.
Oh, canola. What were you doing? Are you petting?
Canoli.
Was this happen? Did you guys play hopscotch first? Because obviously you're still in grade school.
He sometimes those walks down foreplay lane can be very fun.
Yeah, because that's what you want for your whole life. I would love a life of foreplay and nothing else. That's what
I think the trick is give me a blue ball. Then you gratify after that.
Not if they can find a meat whistle on the side.
Oh, my God. He's making me melt like when you put chocolate in the microwave. I feel so, I don't know, he's looking at me and leaning up against the door and just staring at me. And I'm talking to him, and I say, I have to go. I'm on the line. I'm waiting to get my call picked up. And he goes, go ahead. And he keeps staring at me. But anyway, so what happened was, every day I've been going to exercise because I'm trying to build up my stamina. And so I come home and I'm wiped the fuck out, man. Plus all the work that I do and my own work. So I fell into, my friend had invited me out last night. So she and I went out and we had a good time. And then I came home and I thought, oh God, I think he probably saw. And so this morning I'm leaving the house on my own. Nobody's coming here to pick me up. But anyway, so then I went to go work out early, and then I came in, and he comes out on the porch, and he's telling me, we're going to do this, we're going to do that today. We have this plan, being very friendly. And I said, look, I have no sleep under my belt, and I have something else I'm working on. So use Jim's word, project. I'm getting ready to fall on my face right now. I'm so tired. I'm so sleepy. I can't do it right now. And I said, but I can talk to you about it. So, anywho, I just woke up from a nap, and then he was yelling at me through the very friendly through the laundry door, and so we were yakking it out there, and we're making plans for tomorrow. We're making plans, but he's looking at me, Mr. Yummy is looking at me, so yummy, and he's standing there, and he's. I gave him some kale salad because he wanted some, and he's slowly chewing it and looking at me and moving the fork very slowly from the bowl to his mouth.
Oh, my God.
What is he eating?
How many times is he blinking per minute?
What is he eating?
She's eating the kale salad that I made.
The kale salad. Really? Are you going to serve him a shit burger next? Who the hell wants to eat kale salad? Oh, my fucking God.
They're kind of health nuts.
No, the kind of kale salad I like, you guys probably would like it, too. It's really a good kale salad. It's good. Oh, yeah. I got it off the Food Network, the recipe a couple years ago. Off of Jeffrey, the dog guy in the, what is that, kitchen? It's like three or four cooks and... I think it's called The Kitchen on Food Network. It's the tall, dark one. He made a Christmas kale salad. Well, I do not call it Christmas. Yeah. I make it year-round. And it's so delish. You put your cranberries in it. You put your lemon juice. Look at everybody. You get a little cooking show here on the side, too. Well, what more could you ask for? That's a love, doctor. And then you put your Parmesan cheese in it. You grate that. And then the cranberries sweeten it up, and little garlic, and lemon juice, and olive oil, and walnuts sliced up, any kind of nut. And then sliced apples. And it's
it
so
sounds like, it sounds like and a sprinkle of urine and shit, that sounds like. Is all
no, don't ruin it. What's that?
The
we go to eat.
We don't go to
the apples. and the clear
beer. We go to Park Lane Tavern, which is a European theme.
Well, the
yeah.
guys were wearing kilts there.
Yeah,
I think
they
those
kind
are
of
Scottish,
don't
aren't
do
they?
It. Well, because when they first came out, that was their theme, but then they switched it to European.
They have a salad just like that, but I think it's not
really?
All ale.
Well, maybe that guy was Scottish.
Yeah.
That guy might be Scottish on the Food Network. So, Deb, I'm wondering if he's Miller never really done this before. He's standing there, leaning up against the doorway, real sexy, eating the kale salad, slowly taking the fork very slowly and taking it up to his mouth. And I'm talking to him. He says, yeah, go ahead. I'm on the line. I'm waiting for my call to be picked. He's slowly chewing and smiling and looking at me. He says, yeah, go ahead.
You cannot make this shit up, folks. You cannot make any of this shit up. This is real. You know, if you're watching off TV, you would say, oh, this is scripted. You would thought if you saw this on TV, this is bullshit. It's scripted. No, this is real life. Yeah, folks.
Viv, are you a friend of mine? I'm asking the lady so I can put her in my friend's list.
Yeah, that's cool, but Facebook is...
Yeah.
We do the phone calls first. So.
Yeah, so don't worry. All right, well, tell me. He's right now being very seductive. What is, you know, that's an invitation.
He's sitting there with his his bowl of kale poop salad, slowly putting the fork in his mouth and chewing. Oh, my God. I can't even believe that. That sounds so sexy. I want to bang him. Oh, my God.
I want to see that. I'd buy tickets for that.
Jimbo does not like the limbo.
No. I do not want any lessons on playing meat whistles. No, I do not need it. I do not want those. Anyway, all right, Deb, go do the cards on
you,
the kale. The kale salad.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I don't know what the fuck.
Well, what is the temperature of the
relationship
the,
or what?
Yeah. You took the word right out of my mouth.
Boy, you are really feeling it tonight.
Yeah, did you guys smoke something, drink something, all of the above?
Well, you know what? I think it's helpful because I went out last night with my girlfriend. We went to two different places, and she said how much fun we had. We were together, and I was just venting, not talking about anything meaningful. And we went to one bar, and prior to that, we went to a presentation of photography, and it was okay. And then we went out, and I told her we got to do this more often.
Tell Viv we don't know what happens to the stars. Anyway.
I did. Just do that. Hey, I got this.
Yeah. I wanted to mention to you, Lisa, he's like the tide. It comes in and it goes out. All right. Right now, you guys are like riding high together. Okay? He's feeling good. You're feeling good. It's good. Moment for both of you, a good time, and I think it's going to continue. Now, here's the thing, though: as long as you two don't get into dangerous waters, like drift into a controversial situation, where the next thing, because you guys fight with a lot of passion, it's a shame you're not consummating that passion, and I mean this most sincerely. If you both were, you know, going to a throwdown after a big fight, that would actually seem to make it worthwhile.
You know what? I'm learning something from your coaching too, is that he likes to make me jealous, like a jelly bean. And I'm trying not to react at all.
And he told me the other day when we went and were painting a house, he says, you like to flirt. And then
really?
I said to him, well, okay, so what he had told me, we were getting ready to go into this place, this store, to buy some materials. And he had told me days prior that he had talked to somebody there, a woman, and he had read his poetry to her. And then I was walking into the store, the same store with him. I thought it was the same store. And so I was prepared. I was prepared. I was looking for the woman. And I wasn't going to yell at her or say anything. And then we got up to the counter, and I guess he's standing by me. And the guy says to me, he's ringing up the paint, and he said, he was talking about the transaction. He said, you're fine. He just said, you're fine, meaning my transaction went through. And I said, yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me I'm fine. And so then when we're leaving the store, we get back to the place where we're painting, and he's painting the side of the place, and he says, you like to flirt. And I said, where's that woman that you read your poem to? I was looking for her. And he said, oh, that was another store. And so, and then he was looking on his phone, and we were talking some other time, and he mentioned that horrible bitch that was at the porch party that had come up that was married and all over him and draped all over him. And then, you know, and I think, did she kiss him? No, she didn't kiss him. But they, she's married. And then when she was leaving, I said, oh, you only, I said, where's my kiss and hug? I said, oh, you only kiss and hug the guys, right? And so, anyway, that night I had talked to him. And I said, Gina, I'm really pissed. And I told him, I said, that lady's putting the moves on you. Anyway, so then the other day he's on his phone looking at Facebook, I guess, and he says, oh, here's Megan, and that's her name. And I thought, okay, you know, I'm being coached. I'm not going to react. I'm not going to react. And I didn't react. I didn't say, why are you trying to make me jealous? I didn't say that. But, you know, and I don't do that to anyone. I don't try to make other people, well, I mean, when we were in the store the other day, but that's when he had said he had read somebody's poem and blah, 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 blah. So, whatever.
Well, Lisa, I think that you are naturally very flirty. It's just, you know, just being nice.
Well, I'm not trying to do it around. See, that to me I would not have done had I not known about that woman. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't even been thinking about it. I would have been too busy, you know, thinking about, okay, the transaction went through, let's get going. But I was looking for an opening somewhere, somehow.
Don't change who you are or what you are. Don't do that. Because
nobody should ever do that.
No.
Unless you're into chopping up puppies or kids.
Well, right.
That would be a good thing to change. But if you're just being who you are, be who you are.
Yeah, and besides, you could always throw in a little kicker and say, well, I'm not getting any sugar from you. So, hey, somebody else wants
Deb,
to
you got to coach me, Deb. I have to wear an earbud. You know, like those sportscasters or those people on stage and they're being filmed and they have an earbud and someone in the control room is saying, okay, now say this. Okay, now say that.
No, you need to wear an earbud with me talking.
No, she needs me to feed her the good lines.
You need me to tell you what to say.
Oh, yes.
I'm a guy. Who knows more about a guy than a guy, Deb?
Yeah, but we women know how to play this game.
But
we
this
know.
Game, look where this game has gotten her so far.
Well, he's out there licking his fork on the
the poop kale salad. Last year it was a tater tot casserole. This year it's poop and kale salad. I mean, it's something different every year, I guess.
You know where it's gotten me? It's gotten me to know the inside of entertainment around here, where the bars are, what they're doing. Otherwise, I wouldn't have
learned. Yeah, that's a glass half full. That's good that you have learned some positive things. That is a true statement.
I don't know how positive any of that is, but
hey,
okay. I've become a bar fly.
Not a true one. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with getting out and meeting strangers. It's actually pretty therapeutic.
Yeah.
Just because you go out and talk to people. That's why I always like, when I go out, I like to sit at the bar. Because you're going to have to interact with strangers. That's,
if you grab a little table,
you can actually be there and never talk to a stranger. Sit your ass at the bar so you actually can talk to some strangers. I always like to do that. That's me. That is me. That is my thing.
Well, anyway, like I say, but the problem I would have with this is I would constantly feel like I'm walking on eggshells to not say the wrong thing that would upset, you know, him and get him.
Oh, you know, yeah. I wouldn't even be interested, really, in talking like that had I not even heard about, you know, that other thing that he had done. I wouldn't have been interested in saying anything like that because he's the one I'm interested in.
No, we got that loud and clear.
You've gone without any physical intimacy, really, for a year now.
Yeah, so you might as well just see if you can go to the doctor and get it sealed shut. You know, you don't need it anymore.
Oh, jeez. You're terrible.
Hey, you know what? It could save her a lot of money on gynecological exams and all that stuff if you just get that thing.
You know what, though?
Get it retired in place. You know what they do with a lot of ships that they might want later? They mothball them. Maybe you should mothball it.
Well, you know what happens? If you don't use that particular muscle down there, it atrophies. And what happens then is you've got to get a series of graduated dilators to re-energize those muscles. So realistically, he would be doing you a therapeutic favor by getting you laid.
That's okay. It might happen in 4 or 5 years. It could. We never know.
Oh, it can happen pretty quickly.
Well, now we're looking at, you got to look at the pace. You have to look at the pace of this relationship. Right now, it is on pace to 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm being optimistic for that 4 to 5 years. I personally think it's never.
For her and him?
Yeah.
Well, that's real optimistic.
You can be optimistic and be a realistic. I don't have to sprinkle little frickin' farts from unicorns all over everything. life, everybody wants life to be so happy and joyful. You know what? Life can be a cruel little bitch and not give a shit about your dreams sometimes. You got to suck it up, buttercups out there, and move on. Make
or
a suck
it down, buttercup.
He should really appreciate having you because other women likely would have moved on.
Oh,
you know.
Right. I know that. But I'm, you know, I don't know, you know.
Where's he gonna go?
I don't know.
Well, Lisa, here's what I've got for you.
She has the cards. I don't know. I need a project too.
Virgil is saying what Jim means is you need to get UO quicker. What is UO?
I don't know. It could be, I don't know,
like
what that
your
means.
Orgasm or, I don't know.
I don't fucking know. You know, for a country that is
an IOU.
For a country that is full of English, your command of the English language blows.
I heard Harry's really gonna do comedy.
You know, it sucks.
That's what I would do, is what Michelle is suggesting. She says, why doesn't she just ask him directly? I would have done that. I would have said, don't find me attractive. And he's going to say, well, yeah, I do. And then he says,
for a woman. Bah!
That's your fun at a wedding, aren't you?
Oh, I am a lot of fun at a wedding. I don't do that. I'm respectful. If I make jokes, I just keep it at the little table. I don't want anybody in the wedding party to hear anything negative.
Well, she could also say, I really love our relationship as it is. I need a little something
more. She
could
say that. You could say, I love us being such really close friends, but I'm going to go out and find me a Tom, Dick, and Harry so I can get some Harry Dick, you know, once in a while. So. And you just don't take it personally.
Yeah, I'd say.
Don't take it personally. You could be my best, my BFF.
Yeah.
You know, you almost could wear a dress, basically, the guy could. Because he ain't going to give you anything. Just say, but you know what? When I need some schnitzel, I'm going to go out, I'm going to get some schnitzel,
And then you and I can go to a drive-through mountain. You can eat some kale.
And if he says, I don't want you
when
to.
When I need to get bang-bang, I'm going to go find somebody.
Yeah, then you got to say, step up there, fella.
Wait,
step up.
When I want my when I want my headboard and my bed to break through the wall, I'm going to get it done. And you're not going to be there. And then, you know.
You got to.
After I'm done banging this new guy I met, Bob, we can go have coffee.
And I'll tell you about it.
Jimbo's
no,
really going into this in detail.
I'll give you a play-by-play.
Yeah, so either step up or step out. You know? Step up or step out.
Well, and he shouldn't have any problem.
He shouldn't.
He isn't going to be doing the, what did she say about the cannoli?
He's not six. Cannoli. What are you talking about, cannoli?
He said earlier about putting the weenie in the cannoli. Oh, no.
What? I don't think those things two belong together, a weenie and a cannoli.
You're so funny. So what does the card say, Deb?
Deb, what does the card say after all this bullshit? After all this
all
stuff.
All this tomfoolery.
Deb.
Oh, Deb Nabbit, Tom Ford.
give her her fantasy reading.
Well, I was saying, things are going to stay stable for now as long as they don't get into a briar patch.
And you know, another word for stable, it means
what?
Nothing's going to change, right?
Well, yeah.
Stability means no change, so just get used to it. Like I always said, that movie, as good as it gets.
Yeah, and who was the one that had to settle? In that movie, was that...
That was What's-Her-Face.
The older lady?
Wasn't the older lady. She was younger than him. That was Jack Nicholson and the chick from Mad About You, whatever her name is. That was in Twister.
No, it was Annette Bening. No, it was not her either.
Yeah, Deb, it was the chick from Twister. Hmm. As good as it gets, it was Jack Nicholson. He had the OCD. And there was the chick that was in Twister, the blonde, cute chick. It was way younger than him in that movie. She had the kid that had a medical problem. I don't need to go over this.
Yeah.
It was. Trust me, it was. It was. She showed up.
You know, you have a right to know.
Helen Hunt. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's who it was. Yes, thank you. It was Helen Hunt.
Oh, yes. I was thinking of a whole different movie. And they both were kind of
the name of the movie
awkward.
Was as good as it gets because he was kind of a whack job. And she was like, is this as good as it's going to get? Basically, she was thinking.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was because he was.
But the best line in that whole movie is when she had said something to him and he said, you make me want to be a... Oh, he went back on his medication and he said, you make me want to be a better man.
I never knew he got off of it.
Yeah, I guess he was off it. I think it was the medication.
Oh, it was a weird movie, but it was entertaining. It was casted with Cuba Gooding Jr. and a bunch of people.
It was good. It was very...
Bottom line is the title of that movie was As Good As It Gets.
Yeah.
Hence why I brought it up.
Now, this guy that your neighbor has talked about marriage with you. Well, what kind of marriage is he having? A celibate one? You know.
What they'll do, Deb, is they'll sit across from each other and they'll eat kale. Seductively eating kale, though, mind you, not just eating kale. Eat it slowly. Play with the fork. Touch your lips with the fork. Oh, my God, it gets me hard right now thinking about that. Nothing like kale and a fork, boy, in a bowl. That's what it's all about in life.
Ask him if he likes trouser kisses. If he says trouser kisses, say, yeah, I'll give you a demonstration.
Oh, I believe he's probably had quite a bit of those and probably been on the other end of those trouser kisses, too. He probably could teach her about trouser kissing a little bit.
I don't know about the rest of you, but when Jim gets on a roll like this, I think he's jealous.
Of what?
Of men that get to men.
Yeah, that's a logical conclusion, isn't it? That, of all the things I've said, that's the logical conclusion. Well, of course he seems to be jealous. What else could it be?
You kill me.
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, I really think this is going to go well for you, for now.
Okay.
Yeah, for now. But
stability.
If But if you have to tap dance around everything, you know, that's not really fair to you. So weigh
it
out.
You know what? I go out. I go out with my by myself. I go out, and then I have girlfriends that let me know what's going on, that I should go here, go there, go there. And I am going out. I am going.
How many guys have you taken home and gotten nailed?
There was a guy last night at the bar that, oh, man.
He nailed you, so you got banged.
Darling. No, I was with my girlfriend. We were walking out, and I thought, oh, man, that guy is cute. And he fit everything that any woman would want. He was nice. Now, I don't know what's going on.
You exchanged numbers?
The surface.
Did, time for it.
Did you guys exchange numbers?
And we were both looking at each other. We were both giving each other side eye, too, as we were passing and smiling. But, you know, scratch the surface. I don't know what's going on beneath the surface. I have to get time. We go back to that location, and if he's there, I hadn't seen him there before.
Okay.
You know, we can always talk.
Yes, that is a true statement.
Yeah, you should.
That is a true
Strike
statement.
Something up with him.
Yes, if you go back a couple times.
He was really...
Again.
Oh, my Lord. He looked
really
good.
Nice body.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he was tall, dark, and handsome. And he
would probably actually pork you.
From here to Kingdom Come.
He probably wouldn't sit there with kale on a fork and tease you. He'd probably actually have sex. He'd probably actually do it. No, give me some kale. Oh, yeah. Sprinkle a little tea on this too. Here's my fork.
Well, you could always be very coy and dainty and just say, you know, the way you eat with that fork, it makes me want to be the fork.
It makes me want to be the kale.
Or that, yeah.
I would never want to be kale. Ever.
You could fork me into your mouth.
Olive Garden, that soup that I like. Is it I don't think it's the Zuba.
That looks like little green turds floating in there. That does look like kale floating
They're
in
not
the
green turds.
It's like I was eating soup and somebody cut grass around me and it fell in my bowl of soup, the kale.
We're already planning dinner for tomorrow. I'm going to make, I bought a bunch of meat that was on sale, so we got it in his freezer, my freezer, and so he took out.
What is it?
I bought. Oh man, it was so discounted. I couldn't believe how discounted all this stuff was. So we froze it. Okay, tomorrow we're gonna have. And I don't normally buy this. I prepare that stuff myself, but it was discounted steeply. Skewers of beef.
Oh. Yeah.
And they were discounted. So they're in packages, and it's like 4 skewers. And then I'm gonna make eggplant tomorrow. Eggplant. His mother used to make it a certain way, so I'm gonna replicate the recipe. I'll get it off the internet. You know, you
Sorry, we're both like
Hey, I like veggies. I like broccoli, I like all my veggies, but we're talking eggplant and kale.
Oh, and that okra stuff, you don't like that either.
No, I don't. You know what? Just throw me in a septic tank and feed me. Oh, my God.
I'm going to make green beans, and then I have sourdough
like
bread. We'll put fat. We'll put garlicky on it. Garlic,
oh,
garlic.
That's awesome. Garlic
I
bread.
Love garlic.
Beans,
yeah.
Good stuff. That's good stuff there.
Yeah.
Eggplant, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me plant that shit in the trash. I'll tell you. Give me that eggplant. Oh, I got.
I love eggplant.
It looks
it ain't my thing.
Unpleasant.
You know what they say?
No.
If there's something out there, and you got to put a lot of effort and work into making the flavor to eat, that means, you know what, that shit sucks. Don't even bother. It should be good enough
eggplant.
To put all that effort into
They
it.
Have eggplant parmesan. You know, his mother used to make it. So I'm going to try to replicate the recipe.
The only way it's tolerable.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
That's about the only way to do that.
Not fry it, but bake it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Yes. Put so much other shit on it that you can actually eat it. Put all sorts of cheese and put a bunch of shit on there. That way that healthy shit will actually taste good.
Yeah. So you are really quite the cook.
They do. Well, that's what they do. They cook. You know what they don't do? Fuck. So, you know, hey, you know. You know what? At least they're doing a four-letter word together, but it's cook. Hey, it's better than doing nothing.
No, Rachel says, Jim, I am a veggie.
Like a vegetarian, vegan.
I don't eat killer kale, and she's in Australia. And she said, what was the other thing?
Or eggplant.
Ew.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of, it's you know how. It's like
a special taste.
Well, although there's so many different millions of vegetables out there.
Yeah.
There's some vegetables I like. Now, people, I love spinach. A lot of people hate it. I like spinach.
I like it in it.
Oh, I love spinach.
I love it pretty much any.
Yeah.
My favorite is Popeyes out of a can, which nobody likes. I'm like the only person that likes canned spinach on earth that I've met.
Oh, you're Popeye.
Yeah, I love it. I loved it as a kid. I was like, people must have thought I was retarded or something as a kid because I loved eating that shit out of the can. I was like the only person I knew in school growing up that I loved canned spinach.
Yeah. Well, it's good mixed in with things.
It doesn't need to be mixed. I can write that shit right out of the can. I don't even have to heat it up. I love it. But, see, that's why veggies are like pleasure poison. Like one man's pleasure, another man's poison, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So just because I don't like eggplant and kale, I mean, I can make fun of it. But I understand that some
You like canned spinach. That's interesting. You must have had good memories as a child when your mother was making that.
All we had was canned food. That when we grew up, and I think Deb was like that too.
Yeah.
We were poor.
I loved
it. We were poor too.
Nobody had to make me.
I didn't have broccoli till I was.
No,
adult.
I never had broccoli.
I know, me too.
Or cauliflower.
And I didn't have fresh.
No.
I didn't have fresh spinach until I was an adult either. And then. Canned spinach, though, man. Oh, God, we hated it as kids.
Most of them, and that is normal. Most of them do it, because I don't blame them, because it is like slop.
And I don't care what the hell you do to a piece of liver. It does not.
Yuck! And we used to get that, too.
I
knew we were going to bed without dinner when Mom was making
liver. I choked it down.
A liver.
I choked it down. I didn't like it, but you know what? She did her best. She cooked it with a bunch of onions and bacon. And that helped. Cooking it with a bunch of onions and bacon, and that helped it make – that helped. Still sucked, but it
but
helped.
You know what? My mother would make all sorts of things. But one of the things – I was telling my sister. I said, man, I'm glad I don't eat that stuff today. I love it to this day, but I can't eat it. So unhealthy is S.O.S.
I love that. Okay. It's very unhealthy. It's
I know, but it's, oh, my God, on buttered toast or buttered bacon, ground beef or sausage in the gravy.
Yep. There's so many variations, different names for it, but that stuff
or
is.
Or tuna, cream tuna.
My mom used to make something that I haven't had anywhere since then. She used to make a nice, awesome salmon loaf, which is like a meatloaf, except it's made with salmon.
Oh, my God.
And it was great.
That's fancy.
Well, they used the canned salmon. Let's not get crazy. They didn't
go
buy it.
It's so fancy.
It was good, and then they made a white gravy to go along with it that was good.
Well, the chef,
I enjoyed it.
The chef has arrived, and he just stuck his tongue out and
shook
his head.
What's up, dog? What's up? Hello, everyone. I don't know about you.
Get in the picture there, darling.
That sounds like some Minnesota stuff I've ever heard.
What's that?
Else.
Salmon loaf?
Yes.
You know what, though? It was good.
Oh,
I bet it was. I bet it was delicious.
It was like same exact pan as a meatloaf. She probably used everything else except it was salmon. It was good. It had a little seasoning. And then there was a white gravy that along with the potatoes. And it was good. It was good.
So they can see how sweet you are.
Oh, I'm always cute.
All right. We've had this is. I don't know if this is the Food Network or what
so
this is here. I'm not sure.
Tune in next time.
We talked about we went down like memory lane.
Pre-Thanksgiving dinner stuff.
Eating food as a child.
This young man needs a woman.
Oh, geez.
And we could find him one, I'm
Why
sure.
would you do that right now on the show?
I have no shame.
That's fine. Well, let's see. The closest person we got. We got somebody in Florida, somebody up north. There's nobody here right now. Oh, wait.
Who?
Nope, there's nobody here in the Commonwealth of Virginia or the neighboring states.
No.
Just to let you know.
I've come to Wales.
Just to let you know.
They can't see you very well.
To Boston for the...
Yeah, you're being shy.
A little bit. No, but I was thinking about it. That salmon loaf with the white gravy is actually sounds like it's based off of an old French dish.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, you figure we're northern Minnesota. There's very little French. There's a little bit of French.
Virgil, who has no shame either, says he is well hung, could be from Manchester, England.
I mean, the loaf was named after a French guy.
Why are you looking there, Virgil?
What?
You're blushing.
My beverages are running out, Deb.
All right.
We're almost at the 90-minute mark. Close. Oh, wow. Ready soon.
Oh, look at what Rachel said. Come on. He don't fit. I want to cuddle.
Oh.
These ladies know what they want.
Hey, I like that.
And Viv is saying hi. She's
hello,
in the UK.
Hi, Viv.
That's right. She did say
she
was in. And let's see. Where did she say?
Who? Yeah.
Wales, international, I didn't give her official one. International shout out to Viv in Wales in the UK. There we go.
We've got some good stuff.
We had to catch
here
up. We have a lot of UK, UK city.
Ooh, Rachel says she's a yummy.
So, you know, we still have Lisa.
Sorry, Lisa.
You know, you got Lisa on the phone and you just kicked her to the curb. You just pushed her aside. Yes, indeed. Oh, don't worry, Lisa. It happens to everybody.
You should call this the downtime show.
Well, she just she's disposed of you. She's done with you, I guess, apparently.
It's like 30 minutes. Oh, you can't?
Yeah, it's hard.
Right?
Oh. It's hard. Oh, Sarah. Kyle just said
oh,
it's
no,
hard.
Oh, no, hush. We'll do that.
Are we going to say
yeah
goodbye to Lisa, Deb?
Okay. And
or do you want to just let her sit here and listen with the microphone on?
Look at Virgil.
All right, wait, Lisa, you're going to sit here and just, that's what Deb has made that decision. You shall sit on the phone and never, ever, ever.
Yeah, Virgil said he saw your crotch when you walked in. What are you looking there for?
I'm up. You take care of the show, Deb.
I'm not forgetting about Lisa. Lisa's so
yeah,
good.
You take care of the show. You've blown her up.
We love you, Lisa.
Oh, you are back now.
Long time.
No, I love you best.
Sit down. I thought you had departed.
No, Jim's making us. We have to quit.
What? You just have to do something.
Yeah.
It has been 90 minutes, though. And it's a breakthrough. That's the first show we've had since, what,
yeah,
Sunday? Because the Blog Talk is finally back online.
So Kyle will be on
well, thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you.
What would it be? The auction block.
Oh, no, don't say that.
You don't want to be auctioned off?
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've auctioned some people off here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
sorry. You know. I didn't mean to put it like that.
You did, though. You did, though, didn't you? You cracker.
Wow. Oh, geez. Yeah, I love it.
Cracker.
Oh, I love it.
All right, Deb.
All right. All right,
remember, it's Blog Talk first.
Yeah, play their tune.
Remember, we got out of practice because we had no Blog Talk for days.
Mm-hmm.
They were broke.
Blame Jim. You said it. You said it.
Good night, sweetheart.
When it's time to go. Everybody, remember, we're going to know about tomorrow. We'll be here on Friday. Have a hard night. Yeah.
Must say, oh, good night, sweet.